Good morning, church. Well, today is another day that we have here on this earth. We got songs to sing. We're here in church. Those are two good reasons to be here, huh? All right, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here today. And Father, we thank you that we have the privilege that we can be here in church today. There are so many other things and places that we could be doing. So much that could be occupying our time today. But Father, we want to give you our best here today. Our very, very best. So Father, now as we come to you in spirit and in truth, we thank you once again for just meeting us here with your Holy Spirit. That as we open up our mouths and we bring forth praises out of it, that it would just be an awesome time of worship. Father, we just thank you now with anticipation of what you're going to do here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made.
The Lord has made.
I will rejoice,
I will rejoice,
and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
I will rejoice.
And be glad in it.
And be glad in it.
This is the day. Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Amen. Is that true?
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more.
He gives me living water and I thirst no more.
He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing.
shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Psalm 91.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Our Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power. Our Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed. Mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine outstretched arm. Mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Satan rages,
fear. In his love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear in His love I safely hide? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear when His love I safely hide? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Amen.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, why don't you go ahead and greet each other, because this is who we're going to be seeing in heaven. So you might as well start liking each other now.
and be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the cost of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen.
Indeed.
Hallelujah.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath the blood lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in His name. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying Lamb, Thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Dear sins, by faith I saw the stream Thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. When this forgiveness sinks every time, lie silent in the grave. When in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing Thy power to save. I'll sing Thy power to save. I'll sing Thy power to save. When in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing Thy power to save.
Amen.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word
God beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me again. My heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
You know, one of Satan's greatest attacks is on the Word of God. If he can convince us that it's no good, he's neutralized us, basically. All the things that God wants us to know is located in that book.
Amen.
And if we won't read it, then we won't find out. So, indeed, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. Let the light of Jesus shine on me. Shine in me, shine in me. Let the light of shine in me, shine in me, shine in me. Let the light of Jesus shine in me, shine through me, shine through me. Let the light of Jesus shine through me, shine through me, shine through me. Let the light of Jesus shine through me, shine on me, shine on me. Let the light of Jesus shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. Let the light of Jesus shine on me.
Amen.
A sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Heavenly Dove, place. There are blessings you cannot receive till you know Him in His fullness and believe. You're the one to profit when you say, I am going to walk with Jesus all the way. You say He saved you from your sin. Now you're weak, you're bound, and cannot enter in. You can make it right if you will yield. You'll enjoy the Holy Spirit that we feel. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet. Sleep and go. Lord,
guide me, Holy Spirit, in the way I should pray. Oh Lord, we thank you and praise you for a glorious day today. A precious day. A beautiful day. Hallelujah. A day that we worship our Lord, our God. Might be your 4th of July and a day of independence. And we celebrate the independence of this country. But most of all, we want to celebrate the freedom that God has given us. The freedom from sin. The freedom from Satan. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you've done, O Lord, in our lives, O Lord. How you loved so much the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And greater love hath no man than this, that the man laid down his life for his friends. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came to seek and save that which was lost. He did not come to condemn this world, but the world through him might be saved. And we thank you, Lord, that is a day of celebration, celebrating what our Lord our God has done in our lives. Hallelujah. What he's doing and what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. And rejoice in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Oh, what a privilege. Oh, what a privilege it is, O Lord, to be in the house of the Lord, to come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Hallelujah. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And his word is a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the intents of the thoughts of the heart. Hallelujah. Neither is there any creature that's not manifest in his sight, but all things are open and naked in the eyes of him we have to do. So whatever it is in our heart, he knows. He knows. And we thank you, Lord, that we better line up with the word of God. Amen. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for a day of victory. We thank you, Lord, for touching the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him the anointing, give him the freedom, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're not going to leave the same as we came. And we thank you, Father, for touching each and every person in this body today in a mighty way, O Lord. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for sanctifying us, purifying us, make us holy as you are holy, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And let always the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, let it be a song in our mouth and a praise in our lips and a joy in our hearts, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we have a reason, O Lord, to be so and to be excited, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We want, O Lord, to come before you. O Lord, you are everything to us. You are peace. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are provider. O Lord, you have supplied all our needs over the years, and you will continue supplying our needs. We thank you, Lord, for supplying the needs of this church. You have supplied over the years, and we pray, O Lord, today for an extra blessing. We pray, O Lord, for O Lord, that you open the windows of heaven, we pray today, and pour out such a blessing that it would not be enough room to receive it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty blessings, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, today we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good word and good work. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a victory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again we say rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Okay, Bob, you got a testimony?
Stand by. This may be the sermon of the day. I may not get a chance to say this next year, but first I want to give a testimony. Ever since we abandoned Pastor Wright's book for a while and we've got John's new book that... We used to have years ago all the sections of it, but there's much more to it now. And we've been going through that book, dare I say it, religiously, and in employing the tactics, the necessary things to do each day, the warfare prayer. Well, we used to do it, but we were reminded by that book that it's 24 hours at a time that we have our protection. So we've been doing our warfare prayer and our prayer for the people and the friends. and I've noticed a number of little things. The other day, we have a situation where we need to fill the diesel in Diane's diesel. And we have a friend that's making biodiesel downtown, so we always have to make some strange arrangement for that. So I kept that car, and she took the Volvo. So I went to get some temporary fuel in it, a very hot day, one of those 100-degree days. And for some reason, I went down San Juan to head back over towards her office. And as I did, I had this overwhelming urge to pull into the, there's oil change place there that we take the diesel to because they have Mobil 1. And I said, I better stop there. I said, no, I better not. I wanted to see what's wrong with the car. You know, he had a little sound in him. So I pulled in there. And it's a great place. They run out and give you a nice cold water right away while you're waiting. I said, no, I don't need to do that. I want to look and see if there's a, see where the transmission check is on this diesel. So we opened the hood, and the guy said, well, that's not your real problem. We looked over, and the fuel line was squirting up fuel about that high. And I thought, now, what if Diane had this car and what have you? Now, if it was gasoline, I would have shut it off and not moved. But if it's diesel, I did take it somewhere where I could park it in the shade. But I thought about that long and hard, that why did I go here? Why did I go down San Juan? Why this overwhelming need to pull in there? I said, no, I got to get going. But I pulled in there. And there was that fuel squirting up. You still want that diesel feeder? It's fixed now. That's the positive thing I have to say today. It was an answer to prayer. We were being looked out for by the Holy Spirit. All I could think of is, what if Diane had that car at the time? So that is the positive thing. Now I want to say a couple words about today. I'd like to say more, but John has to preach today. I used to do that, you know. I used to give speeches, well, for hundreds of them, actually. But I was reminded, I don't know if you can see this. See that? Here's my combat ribbons from my war. The battle stars on there. And I was reminded how we were patriots in my day. We were brought up that way. And I thought so many people in this church and the people who listen are from other countries. They didn't grow up with the zeal, the patriotism, the honor, the decency, the flag that we grew up with in our day. So I was 17. I ran off to save my mom from the commie hordes. What a lie that was, right? And we saw how we were sold out. And when we qualified for these combat stars, two of them, they're placed on a United Nations ribbon. Now, we didn't swear allegiance to the United Nations, for sure. And no one else does when they go into the military. And yet, my war was the first time the New World Order thought, well, we'll try and see if we can send men into war without a declaration of war by the House of Representatives, which is constitutionally mandated. And it hasn't been done since. They tried it. They figured wives, mothers would raid Washington and pull it down stone by stone for daring to send men into war without the constitutional provision. But they did it and got by with it, and they're getting by with it to this day. I thought about that. I thought about the honor and what we felt like we were saving our country. But in short order, we found out we were being sold out. We were up against an implacable enemy that we defeated a number of times. And every time we did, they called for a truce. And our so-called leaders fell right into the trap, although it wasn't really a trap. They knew what they were doing. And eventually, after 55,000 guys were killed and 250,000 were maimed and what have you, that particular war ended right where it began, the 38th parallel in Korea. And to this day, 50-some-odd years later, we still have 26,000 troops on the border, the 38th parallel. That is strictly New World Order procedure. We have troops all over the world that have no business being there. So what I'm going to say today is to all we're, look up. Oh, yeah, I forgot to look up. To all the people, especially the guys in the United States Marine Corps, on the people who are really conducting the war, be aware of the fact that your nation is teetering in the balance. We celebrate something today that does not exist any longer. We celebrate freedom and the 4th of July and the flags and the martial music. And most of us feel moved by that. The enemy knows they can play music and wave a flag and get young people especially to jump into the fray and fight. It's been known for years. It's even in the Word of God. So I say to you, study, find out what's happening back in your country, and take action. All you military officers that know the truth about the Constitution, isolate yourself from those czars that are appointed in the military nowadays, going way back to Eisenhower, when we had our first czar appointed, our first communist-type political general. And be aware that your nation is teetering in the balance. And do something about it. Some of you have heard of Patrick Henry. Some of you have heard of his speech at the House of Burgesses in Virginia. And most of the time, all people remember is, I know not what others may, of course, others may take. But as for me, give me liberty and give me death. But you need to read the entire speech. You need to reach, says, when are we going to do something about it? Our brothers to the north are already taken to the field, and so forth and so on. A stirring speech, a call to action. I want you also to remember that during the Revolutionary War, churches were emptied of pastors, especially the Presbyterians and the Baptists. One general reported to Washington that there wasn't a Baptist minister left in his territory. They were all officers in the Continental Army. So all of you people that are in wimpy churches playing bingo and you think you're not supposed to fight, that's a lie. When God issues the command to fight, we fight. And Americans have always fought like tigers because we knew what we were fighting for. So on this 4th of July, I just want to share some of those things with you. That those of us that came before you that were sold out, we know what you're going through. We know what it's like to be 17 or 18 and 19 years old because that's the age that enemies of freedom for the countless eons have known have a zeal for life. They want to straighten out the world and they think there's no death in hell. I wrote a poem once that had that line in it. There's no death in hell, but there is. And I remember the first time we realized that we were being shot at. And it wasn't like playing war back in Nebraska. Or capture the flag in the Boy Scouts. It was a war. And it changes your perspective. But to realize that we were sold out, that the war ended where it began, and it's still there, caused me to take this off my uniform 50 years ago and put it in a metal box that I wouldn't wear something with the United Nations evil stamped upon it. And so that's all I have to say today. God bless each and every one of you.
Okay, one thing you said, Bob, that really was something to pay attention to was that spiritual warfare prayer. Because it's easy to forget about doing that, and I started practicing that again. I think it's probably been a month ago, and you know what happens is it wanes down. You know, you got to keep it up to the forefront, but practicing that spiritual warfare prayer, it gives great results. And I have been doing it, and I'm seeing the results too. So, and if you don't know how to get that, it's on our website, and it's very simple, but very strong. So, okay, I don't see any more testimonies, so Pastor John.
Praise God. And I'm glad you're here today on this July 4th. We don't have yet the lakes on place. And I really think what we, as I drove in here today, the streets and the roads are kind of empty, that we need to think about that on July 4th, which is the birthday of the United States, we need to pray for our nation. This is not a time to have a party. This is a time to pray and to seek the Lord. Because our nation is in dire need. And God, there's some judgments coming down. And so we need to really seek the Lord. Well, praise God. Those of you that are watching us, we have a guest here today from Indiana. So I'm going to ask Randy if you would come on up here and just share with us a little bit what God has been doing. And as he's coming, we have been praying for about 2-3 weeks for you that God will do something great in your life. And to those of you that are watching us in other countries, those of you that are thinking about being delivered, this man took a week off, flew here from Indiana to spend time here. And maybe you can share a little bit with the people that are thinking about deliverance in other places, what happened to you. Okay. And so just come on close here and stand here so they can hear you.
First, I have to say hello to my lovely wife and my beautiful daughter. Is this being videotaped?
Yes.
Okay.
It's live.
Thank you. Well, it's been an ordeal, let me tell you. It started 4 months ago when I got home from vacation. All relaxed, felt good. Get a call from Pastor John. I thought I was doing well. But as he convinced me and we talked, he shared some scripture with me, and my wife had already gone through some counseling with Carol and had some good results. So I made a pledge at that time to come out, and it took me 4 months to get here. It's been a battle back and forth, you know, and I know this whole group has been praying right that night the next week. You know, the group started praying for me, and praise God, I made it. The men team, you know, Satiris and Joe really helped me. So many insights. You know, it's my past that had to come out, but they helped me with that so much, and I appreciate that. They give the praise to God. Satiris's food was so good, I'm going to come back next year for deliverance. But they treated me well. Pastor John followed up, and he called me. And I have to tell you what happened, though, after it was over. We finished up yesterday, and it was hard. But, you know, we finished up, and I left. And I had a letdown feeling like you would not believe. I mean, I just felt let down, you know, and I had some thoughts going through my head that were not good, and I just was wondering, you know, what did I do? Well, I got back to the hotel room, and about that time the phone rang. Pastor John says, "How you doing?" And I had to be honest, because I was honest, and he said, "Well, believe me, Randy, all the demons are gone. They're gone. They'll never return. Hopefully."
Can't.
They can't. But he said, "Satan is talking to you from the outside right now." And I said, "Well, I feel like laying down." He said, "That's a good idea. And you praise God. You lay down." And he told me to tell Satan where to go. And I did. And as soon as I lay down and started praising God, I started feeling good. And I started feeling rejuvenated. And I started feeling good physically. And hallelujah, praise God. And it's a new thing for me to say praise God, because it's not something that I've articulated. You know, I think it, you know, but praise God. You know, praise God. And what I've learned from this process, and I've, you know, I'm wondering if that spiritual warfare prayer, I've said that a lot over the last 4 months, if that was, you know, indeed part that got me here. But the battle that goes on, and God is still on the throne. And, you know, if anybody tells you different, don't believe it, because God is on the throne, and that's what we need to hold on to. I love you, Sonia. I love my wife, Cheryl. Have a good week. I'll be home soon.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. We have many other people standing in the wings, and they are looking for help. And I want to publicly say to Sotiris and Joe, thank you. Thank you very much. These two men were part of the team that did a deliverance. They gave Thursday 6 hours, Friday 6 hours, Saturday about 4 to 5 hours. And not only that, driving into church. And so people, these men gave of themselves. And it's greatly, greatly appreciated. So this church is what it is because of the people here being with us. Well, we got a joyous announcement. And I was going to say a joke, but I won't say that. That would not be good. Anyway, can you stand some good news? All right. Most of the time we hear of people falling off the wagon, right? But this time we find somebody climbing on the wagon. This is a greeting from Michael and Luba Blair. And now plus 4 children. Greetings to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. We feel like we have been in touch through the years on some level via the internet, had visited when we were in town from time to time. We have enjoyed the singing, testimonies, Ina's book, and of course Pastor John's. This week, we have reconnected by way of Sunday morning webcast, and have decided to make the church our Sunday home. And they live in Eureka, California. So welcome, Michael, Luba, and your 4 children. Welcome back to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And then he said, it is nice to be able to be a part of you each week. The Lord is moving in our lives, and possibly it may have opened up in Sacramento. Soon, if the Lord is willing, we will soon be able to visit the church as well as webcast. If you feel led, please pray for us as we seek the Lord's guidance in reconnecting in to the Sacramento area. They are going to move back here. Again, a big hello to all of you, and may the Lord richly bless all of you for what you do in His name. Michael, Luba, Michael John, Sarah Rita, Benjamin, and Jacob. So we welcome the Blair family. We're going to pray for you today. And we hope that in a short time, we will see you here in church with all your children. Well, we have a few things here to pray for. And this is a prayer request that came in from Lois Amaker. And she said, please have prayer for Nadine Walby as she fell outside and hit her head, the left temple on the cement step. She has a cut and a huge hematoma, black and blue, a shiner. She did not suffer brain damage, but is extremely uncomfortable. Now, Sister Nadine and her husband, Ken, they came to our church, actually came to our ministry in 1978, and they have printed, helped us to print book and so on. Ken is now gone to be with the Lord, but Nadine has been ill and not able to come and to be with the church. So we want to pray for her. She's still a member of the church, and she's still tithing to the church. Let's move now to New York. We need to pray for Eric and Patty Sims and his son Noah John from Oriskany, New York. The Christian school Noah John has been attending is having problems with organization and discipline among the students. If this school does not change, the Sims have 2 options, a private Roman Catholic school or public school. Neither one are good, is like sending their son to hell number one or hell number two. Let us pray that God will intervene and bring a solution of a miracle, that something great will happen, so they will have a Christian school to send Noah John to. Last week was good news on the oil situation. The price of oil fell $6.72 per barrel, ended up at $72.14 per barrel on Friday. I learned last week that the oil company BP, British Petroleum, had a special oil speculation department, which has been one of the groups responsible for the ups and downs on the oil market. I did not notice a large portion of BP's profit did not come from the oil fields, but from trading and speculating, where they used their insight, knowledge, and they moved the market, and they simply moved it up and down and up and down, and they were skimming, not oil, but money. So my understanding is the department has been closed, which is wonderful. Many of the people employed by this department have quit and are looking for employment with other speculation groups. These are very, very aggressive traders. They would go to any length to make a buck. Let us pray that these people will stay unemployed, and that God will drive down the price further in this coming week. So we want to pray for that. Now we got two price reports here. As the month of June ended, we were not able to pay the full rent. We fell short $1,000. However, today in faith, we have given the older a check for that amount, believing that enough money will come in to cover it. During this last week, some $800 came in the mail, and we need to raise $200 to make the check good. And I believe that with God's help, we'll get that here today. We do have a great praise report when it comes to Christian Dynamics, Course 1. Remember, you've been praying for paper. Well, some time ago, we got a $500 gift. This week, we got a $1,000 gift to purchase paper. We are not halfway through. We need $1,500 to finish that product, to buy the paper. Then we got to go to work. So that's a praise the Lord. Let me give a background also on Stuart Hookier. Now, some of you remember him as an ex-member of this church. And Stuart had surgery for cancer on the July 2nd. And I talked to a friend of his. And what they did was that they have taken out a portion of his lower colon. He had a cancer tumor there. And they have moved the intestines. He has a bag, so the colon is now resting. He has to empty himself of the bag for between 2 to 6 months. They do not think that there was any cancer in any part of the body, but of course they will not know that until some time later. So the surgery was supposed to have taken 2 hours. He was under there in surgery for 4.5 hours, and he is now recovering. So we're going to pray. My prayer for Stuart is that he will seek the Lord. You know, we have had so many people that want a healing so they can go back to their old lifestyle. We're going to pray that God will help him to change his lifestyle so he can keep his healing. So those of you that would like to come and pray right now, just come on up here and we will start praying. And also the rest of the church, if you'd like to stand.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are taking care of our financial needs in this church. We thank you that you will be providing the money for rent in the offering today. And we thank you also that you gave that very generous gift to us for the paper for Christian Dynamics 1. We thank you and rejoice the way you are taking care of us. And we know that this, because this is not our work, this is yours. This is what the pastor has always said. This is your church and your work. We thank you that you are taking care of your work. And we ask that you would continue doing so in Jesus' name.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. And I want to thank you that spiritual warfare prayer was mentioned about three times this morning. And that we thank you that you would help each one of us to practice that prayer, because it does do damage to the kingdom of Satan on a daily basis. And it promotes the kingdom of God. And that's basically what we're involved in, a war between two kingdoms. And Father God, I want to ask you to move upon the price of oil. I see at the gas pumps, the price of gas is rising, so we also want to address the price of gas, not only oil, but the price of gas at the pump. And we thank you, Father, for pushing it down, and not let it be pushed down by pure economics and not by political process. And Father, we thank you for destroying the speculators' market, Lord. Let those speculators from BP get a job at AMPM, Lord. And let them, or let them be unemployed for a while. Let them go clean up the oil spill on the Gulf, Lord. But don't let them be involved in pushing up the price of oil to rein in billions of dollars on the backs of the people. And we thank you, Lord. There's a lot of people out there that need gas in their car, and times are tough for them. Also for those people that are in that position, that they would seek the Lord, and that they would repent and come before you and let America come and repent. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you that the price of crude oil will be pushed down and confusion will reign among all the speculators and all the oil companies that are out to, we believe in making a profit, but not to skyrocket profits. And so we thank you, Father, for your will to happen in that area, Lord, and that people, the average Joe American, can afford to put gas in his car. And I thank, and I also want to pray for repentance for the people today across America that are going to parades and celebrations and this and that and to the lake and wherever, but they're not going to church, that they would get their priorities right. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I thank you, Jesus, for Nadine. She has been a faithful servant for you. She is getting a little older and not able to be with us here physically, but I praise you for her anyway, and that she is a faithful servant for you. And I pray, Jesus, that you will take care of her, because she fell and she hurt herself. And I pray, Jesus, that you will heal everything that that went so wrong when she fell. I pray, Jesus, that you will take care of her and that you will heal her fully and completely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, my Heavenly Father, that I have this privilege to pray again. And I thank you, God, for moving a mighty way among Eric and Patty Sims. And I thank you that they will be able to place their son, Noah John, in a perfect setup for your glory, God. You can do things that we can't even dream or think about. And I thank you for you, everything is possible. And I thank you for helping them to find their, this particular place and be willing to move whatever you call them to do, God, and help them to know that it will be you speaking to them. So they will know without a shadow of doubt that this is you. In Jesus' name, amen.
First, I'd like to share a little bit about this Indian church. We visited them one time with Joanne, and they had a seminar with some special guests to speak. And all of a sudden, he received a word from the Lord as he was sharing things from the pulpit. He received a word from the Lord that he should go to Philippines on July 1st. And so Wednesday he calls me and he says, I'd like you to pray for me about I'm going to Philippines tomorrow. So I could not go to pray with him. And then he says, next morning, Thursday morning, I was getting ready to go for the deliverance, and here he calls me. And he says, I came that you pray for me before I go to the Philippines. And so, where are you? I said, I'm outside. He was right outside, 7 o'clock in the morning. And he came for prayer. And it's an honor to for a man of God to come so we can pray for his trip to Philippines. And now we want to lift this man. His name is Sadvinda Sandhu. He's a pastor. He's been to India, he's been to Philippines, and this is probably his 8th time that he's going to different countries, Philippines and India. So let us all agree together, and I would like you to stretch your hands over so we can pray for Sandhu, that he will have the anointing of God, and that the power of God will fall, and people will be touched, and people will be, God will prepare their hearts, and we pray today that it will be a glorious day. His first trip will be to a infested witchcraft town. And we want right now, in the name of Jesus, all in one accord, that we tear down the strongholds of witchcraft in that town in Philippines, in the name of Jesus, where Sadvinda Sandhu is going to preach. And we tear them down. We pray confusion in their ranks. We pray that they will lose their power. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you touch him in such a mighty way. O Lord, anoint him mightily. Give him the power. Give him the wisdom. Give him discernment, whatever he needs, that people will be healed and your name be glorified and people by the thousands will be saved. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and it will be a change in that part of the Philippines. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching this ministry, O Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, we lift up the Blair family, Michael and Luba and their children. And it is always nice when you're reunited with loved ones who have gone and now have come back. And so it is nice to have them, even if they're not physically here with us, to have them here with us today. So, Father, when it comes to this job situation and however it's going to work out, Father, you open and you shut doors. And so, Father, we just ask that that if when they're supposed to come here, that you will simply open every single door that needs to be there, and it'll just be clear as to where they're supposed to go. And you will shut everything that needs to be shut. And so, Father, we thank you for your blessing upon that, and that soon we will see their smiling faces here once again, and they will physically be here with us. So, Father, we just thank you for this family, that it's just another part here of this body that makes us all up. And so, Father, we just we anxiously await the day that we will be able to see them. And so, Father, we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we come to you today to lift up Stuart Hoke. Father, we ask you to minister to him, Lord, and remind him where he came from and what you have done for him, Lord. For you have worked mighty works in his life. Father, you brought him from sitting on the edge of a bed with a gun in his mouth to be delivered and saved and given salvation and a glorious infilling of the Holy Spirit. And Father, he has not respected it. He has not cherished it. So pour your Holy Spirit upon him and let him be broken again, Lord, in his heart, in his character, so that he will submit to you, so that he will remember where he came from, and he will remember it's not something to play games with, it's not something to be toying with, but it's his relationship with the living God and his creator. Father, I ask you to just bring him back to that position where he realizes what you have done for him and what you have given him and what he is treating lightly and tossing away. Father God, pour your Holy Spirit on him and break him down to where you can heal him, Lord, and you can take care of him and let them, and he will be put back together the way you had him, the way you made him, Father, and he will not have a bag to carry around for the rest of his life, and he will not have any more cancer. But first you have to move in his heart, Lord God. He has to submit to you. He has to submit his whole life. Father, he's very much tempted by the devil because he is a beautiful young man physically. He's a very handsome young man, and he has everything going for him that way. But Father, you look on the heart. You look on the inside. It doesn't matter what we have on the outside. It makes no difference. It's only what matters is what's on the inside, Lord God. So I pray, oh God, that you will penetrate his mind, and he has a wonderful mind, and don't let him throw that away, because his mind would be destroyed if he doesn't stay true to you, Lord. Father, we ask you to minister this young man, to send angels to help him, to strengthen him, and let him regain even better and stronger than he was before, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we want to pray for our nation right now. Father, we want to pray for the United States of America. Forgive us, Lord, for when we had a lot of good things, we wasted it. Instead of being thankful, Lord, we told you to get out of school. We took the Bible out. We could not pray. We cannot mention the name of Jesus in public places. And Father God, instead of being thankful to you, we spit you in the face and say we don't need you. Oh God, you know that there are certain leaders and certain groups in America that have led us this way. But there are many of us that do not hold these views. And we are grieving. And we, Father God, we are grieving over that our country has been taken over by foreigners. And we ask you right now, Lord, forgive the rest of us that slept while they stole our country. Forgive us, Lord, to concentrate on gathering riches instead of being close with you and walk with you. And give us a revival, an awakening, that, Father God, we can still continue to serve you. We're not asking for justice. We ask you for grace. Grace is what we need. And we thank you, Father, you will give it to us. In Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated.